Yes, he's here ahead of, gosh, what round is it? Seven?
Round seven
already in the NRL. Steve Blocker Roach is joining us. How are you, Blocky?
Gentlemen, I have very rarely been better. I've got something on my chest, but I want to get straight into it. How are you, Grubby?
I'm great.
Good to see you, mate. You're looking lean and keen.
I'm looking at your chest. I want to see what's on it.
And a mighty machine. What's on my chest? Well, we have this little get-together every Tuesday, me and a few mates. There's a fair few of them. And it was my shout last week to do the coffees and the sandwiches
right.
and
so
all that
you,
sort of stuff.
You
right?
change every week,
Yes, we
obviously.
Just change.
Yeah,
just, it's like rather a shout. Than going out, rather than going up and paying, you know, individually I don't like all that sort of stuff. No, anyway, my gripe is the amount of coffees that are out there now. So I'm sitting down there and I said, boys, I'll get the coffees. What do you want? Oh, one said, I'll have a caramel latte. The other one said, I'll have an oak flat white. And I say, listen, when it's my shout, I get flat whites.
Yeah. Flat white or cappuccino.
That's it. That's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Sure.
Mate, there's 800,000.
Any almond milkers?
No. Thank God. I mean, what's the go with all these coffees? And some say, and not only that, with the different coffees, can you make mine extra hot?
That's it.
Mate, there's the bolo.
Isn't Loz's order his tea order, something like that? He likes the milk on the side.
What?
With his tea. Yeah, anyway, you can take this up with him next week.
By the way, where is he?
He's advancing the game, Block.
What?
He's with the International Rugby League. They had a board meeting in Singapore.
I've got one word for you.
And he's got big dreams.
I've got one word for you. Junket. Where are they in
He'll
Singapore talking about rugby league?
Yes.
Now, who else is? I reckon he's pulled a furphy here. Who else is on this board for the International Rugby League?
Some pretty big hitters.
Well, name them. Name and
well,
shame.
Andrew Abdo, Peter Volandis. That's two big names.
They're pretty big. What, did they forget my number or something? Or
oh, gee, we pulled them up yesterday. Yeah, look, some people
but
of
they go
high
to,
regard in
they go,
business.
They go to Singapore. Why can't they just go to Brisbane?
Great,
or something like that.
Great food in Singapore. They need to have a really good, nice, succulent Chinese meal.
Have you ever been to, is it Newton Circus in Singapore? Have you ever been there?
No.
Yeah, it's like a seafood joint out in the middle. It's like a, well, it's called Newton Circus. Me and Ciro went there one day and we were on the drink coming home from the Kangaroos. And you know those tuk-tuk drivers?
Yes.
You know, there was one, me and our big fat buttockses copped on the back of it and made this bloke ride us all over town. Poor bugger. He had to retire after that, I think, because it was going like that.
Oh, jeez.
This isn't television, by the way. I just put my hand up. So anyway.
Now, Block, big news yesterday. James Fisher-Harris. Where do you have him in the game? So front row forwards, and we're splitting hairs between the top. Where's James Fisher-Harris?
He's right up there, no doubt about it. He's won three premierships. I mean, I was saying to Grubby before, I look back to that Parramatta premiership when they beat Parramatta a couple of years ago. Him and Loyola. Oh. The game was all over after 20 minutes. Those two just, I've never seen.
They're pulverised.
I've never seen a front row before. And they were going up against Regan Campbell-Gillard and those sort of guys and Paulo. And, mate, they just destroyed him in the first 20. The game was all over. Where does he sit? Mate, he's right up there. I mean, look, I always look at it too and say, like, different nationality players. And so he's a Kiwi, for instance, right? If he was playing Origin, would he be picked? And the answer is yes. So, mate, he's right up there. I can't understand why, on personal reasons, obviously, but, mate, I was surprised that they let him go. They must have something coming through, as Penrith normally do. To let him go, because I think he had another couple of years on his contract, but personal reasons, they've let him go. And, he's got a four-year deal over there at the Warriors.
Hey, Block, Minnow and I were talking before about the players that Penrith have lost, the likes of Crichton, Burton, Luai, Corrissau, Kikau, Spencer, Luai. Is he the biggest loss for them, Block?
Yeah, I think he would be. I think that he's their spiritual leader. I think... Grubby, you know, when you play with certain blokes, you love when you feel more comfortable when they run out on the field. I reckon he's their number one forward for Penrith. I reckon he's the type of bloke that can get them all going. So yeah, I have to say it's a big loss. I'm surprised they let him go, but it must be a big problem. But in saying that, you have a look at the Warriors. You know, Fenua Blake goes as a wonderful player on to Cronulla next year, and like for like swap. I mean, will they lose that much, or will they lose anything by losing Fenua Blake and gaining Fisher Harris?
Well, yeah, that's been, and we spoke about this a little bit earlier this morning. The thing is with Fisher Harris, the aura of being the New Zealand captain.
Yep. Golden boot.
Golden
winner.
Boot.
Wow.
Just the fact he's the New Zealand captain going to the Warriors and what that will do for the just the aura of that club.
Yeah.
And other players who might want to, well, in Sean Johnson's case, stay another year.
Well,
he's year to year.
Well, he's a protector,
Roger,
isn't he? Would you,
Tuivasa-Sheck, he's probably thinking, gosh, the great times are coming here. And that's not taking anything away from Adam Fenua Blake, who is a sensational player in his own right. And
Well, Josh,
there's something about James Fisher-Harris, the aura he brings.
You play with some great ones, blokes up front. Mm. Would that entice you to keep playing?
1,000%.
There you go.
Well, the way Sean Johnson's playing, you don't look at a game and say Sean Johnson's done. I look at a game now and say Sean Johnson is one of the best halves in the game right now.
Yeah.
It's a big call, but he's up there, top five.
What about when he took off his right foot last week and sprinted, what was it, 30 or 40 metres to score?
He's unbelievable. And you just look at, they've already got leaders in their team. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, Sean Johnson, Tohu Harris. Add Fisher Harris to that. Honestly, the leadership in that team is, and they're bringing through some young Warriors. Mm. They're going to show them what it means to be a New Zealand based Warriors player, and mate, that'll just grow the club.
Well, what it means to be a pro, how to prepare yourself, all that sort of stuff. I mean, you know, you got to have leaders in your football side if you're going to be any good. So, mate, it's a great signing, and even more so with the like for like. You know, as soon as you lose Fenua Blake and you bring the other bloke straight back in, Fisher Harris, you don't lose much.
And reports indicate that the club, the Panthers, will target Stefano Utoikamanu, who has these unusual clauses reportedly in his contract there at the Tigers. The clauses say that basically he has a chance to leave if they don't make the top eight this year or... He doesn't play two Origin games this year for New South Wales. Yeah. But how do you think he is progressing? Because he does seem like he's taken a step up on last year at the Tigers.
Mate, you just saw that try he scored last week just straight through the middle. I mean, yeah, he's a good player. He's going to get his work rate up a little bit more than what it is now. And the better the team he plays with, the better he's going to go. I would be very surprised if New South Wales don't take the two starting front rowers and take another two on the bench. I'm talking about Mitch Barnett now. I would go Mitch Barnett because he can play in the back row, he can play lock, he can play in the front row. I think his form's been outstanding. But then I'd probably take Big Stefano, you know. I'd probably put him in the side because last year, Josh, when they put him in the Origin, it was making his debut in Queensland. And remember, he got hardly any touches of the footy, hardly got any time and all that sort of stuff. So, mate, I think he's playing good enough now. And he's understanding with Appy. Appy set that try up last week and he looked like he was going to go out the back, hit him in the front. And, mate, I just think sometimes or a lot of the times you've got to have, you know, blokes that play together and understand each other and all that sort of stuff. So if I was going into the Origin this year and I was in charge, I'd be taking four of them into the game.
Yeah, of course, Origin, the series was launched during the week at the MCG and Michael Maguire, you know, made a few comments on, well, Latrell Mitchell and, you know, said everyone knows his capabilities. It's about making sure he's in the right headspace, but indicated, you know, there's 40 or 50 in the mix for game one.
Yeah, and, you know, it all depends on form leading into the game and, you know, blokes that have been there before and all that sort of stuff. It was funny the effort from South Sydney last week. Josh, when you see the fullbacks playing the game now and the fourth tackle, they generally lay the line because they don't have to go on a kick chase and all that sort of stuff. Most of the fullbacks in the game are doing that now. Latrell doesn't. Like, Latrell is still... Mate, he's a great player, don't get me wrong, right? But he doesn't do the workload and the work rate that all the other fullbacks do. Now, that young kid that come in... He played pretty well for South, the fullback.
Jai Gray,
little nugget, pretty quick. I actually thought that South played better with him at fullback. So I wonder whether they'll put Latrell in the centres when he does come back. But it looked to me like they were playing for Jason, for the coach last week. And that's a good sign when they say, oh, they're going to get rid of him and do all that sort of stuff. Mate, what you got to do is see the reaction from the players when the coach is under pressure, whether they want to play for him.
And as they should, Block, because he backed them
I like him as a coach. I've listened to him a lot of times and that. I reckon he seems very knowledgeable about the game, number one, but he can get down on the players' level and all that and understand the players. A little bit unfortunate, in my opinion, I think that he's let the inmates run the asylum a little bit with Latrell and Cody. But now he's got to, you know, he's probably, I'd give him to the rest of the year if it was me, but I'm not in charge of it. So I feel sorry for the coach. And the good sign for me last week was the way that they responded and played for him.
Now, I reckon we all had a chuckle at the start of the week. You did. I think you've done the last couple of Raiders games, haven't you?
I have.
There in the nation's capital with the great Matty Russell Fox League.
Great men, Matty Russell.
And Dez and Ricky, two of your old teammates. You go back Kangaroo Tour days.
I couldn't believe it.
Dez and Ricky through the media conference, a bit of a crack at each other. Hey, Ricky having a bit of a crack as Dezzy was riding outside the Raiders dressing shed. I love this stuff.
Well, you know.
How good is it?
It's sort of.
And you know them well.
Yeah, I know them well, both of them. It's to me, the Kangaroos and all that sort of stuff, when you go away for 3 months with blokes, you become mates for life. Do you know what I mean? Sure. Like, it really surprised me, but yeah, obviously Ricky had something on his liver after the game, what Dez said. But you know what? The 10-1 repeat sets and all that, you know, Josh, you know, you can't win. I'm surprised the scoreline that they drew at full time and it went to a field goal for Fogarty to kick the field goal for him to win. Because 10-1, and then you have a look at the penalty count and all that sort of stuff, the amount of ball, and the way that the Canberra Raiders were playing, I thought it was the best performance of any team of the year to defend that Titan side. They were unbelievable.
Dez has had a point. I'm telling they got no rub of the green.
Yeah, but that generally happens when you play away from home.
Yeah, but
not
still,
as bad as that.
When you go on that bad, yeah. you don't expect that. Like they got some. Do you remember that the one in the play the ball?
Yeah,
he played it on his foot. I think it was Ethan Strain run through the ruck, but he said, no, you put it on his foot.
Yeah.
His foot was in the ruck.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did he put the ball?
Get your foot out of the ruck. Oh, while we're at it, talking about things that annoy me. Things that annoy me. The game has never been better, right? How quick the game is, how good it is. I love it, right? You know what annoys me most? When the indiscretion, the play the ball, when the referee stops play and makes him go back to the mark. If you move off the mark, penalise them. And keep the game flowing. It just takes all the wind out of the sail. I hate it.
And some players do take the proverbial, don't they?
Like, of course they do.
Sounds like something you would have done, Grubby.
Mate, anything to do to cheat, of course.
Get an extra 3 metres.
I never got a quick play of the ball, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I was too busy getting off me back.
Hey, boys, just one more thing on the Raiders. How good is Jamal Fogarty going? He's one of the best organising halves at the moment, getting him around. How big is his bomb?
How did the Titans let him go?
I will say though, Mitter, I think he's taken his game to another level at the Raiders.
With Ricky.
It's just, yeah. You know what? It's probably Ricky's halfback. Like, his game management is unreal. Like, he kicks into corners constantly takes his chances. I've never seen a bloke hit the goalpost more with his short kicking game, by the way.
And the right kicks.
Mm.
So he's got the trick bag going. The one thing I'll say about Ricky, just to finish on Ricky and Dez. The great thing about Ricky with his blow-ups, and I know him really well, he's a great mate of mine. Mate, he'll blow up and, mate, next day you'll tell him about it or talk to him about it and he'll go, what are you talking about? Like, no, we'll get over it. You know what I mean? It's not a personal, like, it. Well, at the time, it's a personal thing when they're talking about it. But, mate, he's a type bloke, gets straight over it. And Dez, the world's nicest bloke. Mate, he did a press conference the other week and spoke for 5 minutes. I was still trying to figure out what he said. Because he's a genius. And you know what he does?
I think that's the most Dezzy press conference.
Well, you know what he does? He leaves gaps in what he says.
Yeah. Yep.
And then says something else. So when they try and cut it all together, they can't.
That's exactly right.
Do you know what? He's a genius.
He's smart.
I like him.
But he must have been, though, clear as a coach, though, Grubby. Like, the Dez behind the scenes must be just so different to what we see.
Oh, don't you worry. You knew exactly what you'd done wrong every week.
No doubt.
But he knew what you'd done right as well. He was, game plan wise, I never went into games more confident, knowing my exact role, knowing what the opposition's exactly going to do to me, attacking, defensive, everything with Dez. He just went into a game knowing. But then you're right. My family would go, is Dez really like that? Because they obviously just watched the interviews.
Just watched his interviews.
And then I was like, if you only knew, like...
I reckon he's quite funny, though, mate.
Hilarious.
He's a great bloke, mate.
He's actually really, like, really funny sense of humour. Well, comes into meetings and, some of the stuff he says, like, he'd come out and talk about something that happened in the NBA and we're like, how do you know that? Yeah. Like, how do you? But, like, he's just funny. He knows his team. Like, because he knew we got a young team and loved that stuff. He was awesome.
You know, Wayne Bennett's exactly the same. Yeah. Like, people go, oh... You know, what about Wayne Bennett in the media? Mate, he is nothing like that away from in social occasions and meeting him at a pub or talking to him naturally. Mate, he's that good of a bloke and funny and loves being around the boys, loves Gina. Mate, that's why, is he 75 or something? That's why he keeps doing it. Because he loves being around the boys and G'ing up, sitting up the back of the bus and, you know, taking control. But put a camera in front of him and get him to talk to the media, it's like pulling teeth. But he's not like that.
Yeah. Oh, the bloke who's perfected at the moment, the media speak, Billy Slater, the way he talks about Queensland.
How good is he?
He has perfected the art of saying a lot without saying anything at all.
Yeah.
Incredible. Mm. What do they do with the Caelan Ponga, Reece Walsh situation?
Put them both in.
What position?
I don't know. Maybe you put Caelan at 14, let him, he could play lock, he could play 5'8", he could play fullback.
But that means you lose Ben Hunt, don't you? Or Harry Grant, but probably Ben Hunt.
Yeah, but mate,
a problem.
Mate, do you put your best 17 in? Or, you know, you talk about blokes who can play multiple positions. So if you put Walsh in there, he can play fullback. That's it. But if you're gonna put Ponga in, he can play all over the place. So I don't know. If it was me, I don't know. It's a good problem to have.
I'll tell you one reason why I would put Ponga. He plays a bit tougher than Reece Walsh.
Do you reckon?
I do. A little bit tougher. Yep. Ponga sometimes...
He's got a bit more size.
Ponga tucks it under sometimes, picks someone and runs directly at him as a fullback.
Yeah,
Walsh doesn't do that much. He doesn't need to. But I love Reece Walsh. But in the Origin Arena, I just think he's got to play a little bit tougher.
Yeah, see, that was my argument with... they were all saying about the Warriors hooker, Wade Egan, mate, great player. Mm. Great, mate. He reminds me a lot of Benny Elias with options and players in motion and all that sort of stuff. But do those sort of situations arise in Ireland? In Origin, right? Does it? I mean, you got to pick, mate. Obviously, they'll pick Appy at hooker, and Robson's that tough roll the sleeves up way you go. Do you need another ball player? When it's that tight, I don't know.
I reckon it does block. Yeah. What he does, his deception.
Yeah.
You can do that all the time.
Yeah.
But when the difference in a running hooker, let's just say example, Cookie, it might not open up a lot because the ruck might be slow.
Yeah.
But his deception, constantly going at the markers, looking left, looking right. Oh, I love him. He's unbelievable.
Oh, he's a good player. Mm. But I'll tell you one thing. The only knock on him is week in and week out, I see him getting a little bit of knocks and all that sort of stuff, and he doesn't finish a lot of games. So in Origin, you know that arena, mate. You got to aim up. Otherwise, you know, you're a man down and you're gone.
Tonight at Allianz, Roosters $2 with Tab. Melbourne $1.80. Very tight market. 1.5 is your line. Roosters the plus. So slight outsiders at home as Sam Walker fails those concussion protocols. So it is Connor Watson and Luke Keary in the halves again. James Tedesco is back. Joey Manu's back to the centres. Big Nelson back for the Melbourne Storm. They had a good win in Newcastle last week. And the Storm just got away with it against Grubby's Dogs Block. Geez, it's a tough game to tip.
This is a tough game, isn't it? The first one of the weekend. The Roosters, as you mentioned, they played so good last week. Joseph Manu, did he run for 350 metres or something? It's unbelievable. Not only does he run and break tackles and that, what about his little flick passes and offloads and that? Mate, he's a wonderful player. I can't believe he's going. Where's he going? To Japan rugby or something?
Yeah, Japanese rugby.
And then will he come back?
Oh, I think eventually he'll look to try and make... No, mate, he'll try and make the All Blacks eventually. long. Really? He'll have a couple of years in Japan. Then he'll end up in Super Rugby in New Zealand 2027 and be aiming for the World Cup.
He'll be a walk-up start to make if he keeps playing like he's playing now. He's a superstar. Great game. As you said, Tedesco back. The Storm got this never-say-die attitude. I mean, they play right to the 80th minute, don't they? And I reckon Hughes and those sort of guys will be a little bit better this week. Bigger Sofa's back. Geez, he was out in the wilderness for a little while. Apparently, he wasn't fit enough to play first grade. I saw him play for the Bears in the reserve grade. Mate, he ran out in the field. There was an eclipse. he is a monster. I'm gonna tip the away side. I'm gonna tip the Storm purely on the fact that they just never relent. They never give in.
Well, they've won their last three games by 2 points.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, no, they lost to Newcastle by 2 points, beat the Broncos by 2 points, beat the Dogs by 2 points. Before that, they beat the Warriors in that miracle win by 4 points, and they beat the Panthers in round one by 8 points.
And they sneak up on everyone too. Well, they sit in second at the moment, are they?
Yeah, four and one, I think, top of the table with the Sharks.
Typical Melbourne Storm. I love the style they play. Sean Blore, Katoa. Big back rowers. Yeah. You watch how many times they hit them, degenerate, quick play the balls, their halves. But, boys, last week, I think it was Adam Pengelly speaking about Munster, and him being at 70-80% for the year. Mm. He didn't look Munster-like last week against the Dogs. He wasn't really in the game doing what he does. So it's going to be interesting to see how that whatever injury it is, holds up. I think it's a groin, they told us, or something.
Mm. Osteitis pubis or something like that.
Yeah, but I think the Roosters, I just think after last week, that was a big win. They get Teddy back. And I actually think, boy, no one really spoke about him last week, but Connor Watson was good. Mm. Ren went in, needed to run. Luke Keary steered the ship. So I like that little halves combo.
Blockers in the house. We're previewing around 7 in the NRL, and you tipped the Storm.
I did.
Grubby and I with the Roosters tonight. Let's go to tomorrow night. Wind Stadium at Wollongong, the 6 o'clock game. The Dragons and the Warriors. So the Dragons are $2.80 outsiders at home, or plus 6.5 at the line with Tab. The Warriors $1.44 coming off that draw with Manly last weekend. They've got a new signing in New Brown, who I think you played a bit of footy with, haven't you? Grubby there at the Dragons as well, and could be a late inclusion. Zach Lomax back into the centres this week, despite all the good work he's been doing there on the wing. And his Parramatta bound, of course. Jack Bird's out. That's why he's back in the centres. But the Warriors, they're the flavour of the month, aren't they? But the Dragons going okay.
First of all, Zach Lomax's performance last week, probably the best catching performance I've seen in any game by one person. He was plucking them from anywhere. Mm. Some of those catches, he was obviously on the attacking team, and the fullback was going up, and he was just jumping out of nowhere. So he was unbelievable for the Dragons. I like him. I just don't know if they can win. 6.5 start though, Mido. Mm.
Yeah, it might be the play.
Might be the play.
Keep
but
it close.
But I like the Warriors in a nail biter.
Kudos to Lomax. I mean, imagine all the pressure he's on and the amount of media hype behind, and then he goes out and he's been playing like that all season. You know what I mean? Like that's a mentally strong bloke to go out and be able to do that and just put it all out of his mind, all the media stuff and all that, and go out. I'm with you, mate. I'd put him on the wing in the Origin, just purely because of his size and the way he can run the football back. But plucking all those balls out of the air, there's plenty of pressure on, you know, back threes and back fives in Origin. So, mate, he's a type of bloke that's got, you know, not only the catching, but his ability and size to run at the back end of the field. So, they've moved him back into the centres. Mate, I can't go against the Warriors. They're unbelievable. Tuaro Martin at 5'8". Haven't they got some depth? I mean,
Metcalf's a good player.
Well, so Martin's a good player too. Yeah. Well, he runs a ball. He's got a fair bit of strength about him too, and a great work rate. I think this week the Warriors, although I like the Dragons, I like the way they hang in there, but I think the Warriors are the flavour of the month. And the style of football that they play, they have a go at you three sets in every set. You know, three times in every set, the way they play. And I think they'll tick over the scoreboard. I think they'll win away from home quite comfortably this week.
Yeah, worries for me as well. Just on Zach Lomax to Parramatta and just getting ahead of ourselves to next season. To what extent does that move the needle for the Eels getting Lomax in regards to their premiership aspirations? Not much.
I don't. Yeah. Well, maybe obviously it'll help a little bit, but it's not. It's not the player that you'd go out in the marketplace to buy to win a premiership.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
just asking the question.
So look at their back five: Gutho, Simonson, Pennicini, Morgan Harper would be the guy that he'll replace. Hmm. And then
you play him in the centres or wing?
Me wing every day, but he's not gone there to be a winger. Hmm. So, but nah. I don't think so, Mido.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night. We're in Darwin, TIO Stadium. The Eels are home game up against the Dolphins. And the market with Tab for this one, Para $1.42. The Dolphins are $2.90 with Tab or plus 8.5 at the line. And they've lost Hamiso for a period, which is a big blow for the Dolphins. They've lost some plays recently. Para will fancy their chances coming off a win against the Cowboys last week.
Do you know how hot it is up there? It's 480 degrees. I think the Dolphins are a little bit more used to that sort of, you know, humidity and temperature. I think they might adapt to it a little bit better. Big loss, as you mentioned, Habersay. But I still don't think that the Eels are playing anywhere near what they should be with that roster that they've got. I think they've been pretty disappointing. So I'm going to go for the upset here. I think a lot of people go for Parramatta, but I think the Dolphins can upset them.
Ooh, I don't know about that one, Bock. Only because of the hammer. He's everything for the Dolphins.
He's their lifeline.
He's their lifeline. Sometimes you just give the ball to your best player, like under eights, and hammer, do your thing. But I do agree with you. Paras, especially, they're missing Mitch. Obviously, that's the obvious. But it's when they get on the try line, Bock, I find their attack looks a bit clunky because, you know, Dylan Brown is a 5'8". He probably just listens to Mitch, gets a point to the field, and Arcee and Dylan Brown, they look like two runners. So when they do get down there and they're trying to score some points, it's not happening
for them. That's the thing. If you've got a long-term halfback that runs the whole game and he gets injured for a long period of time, forget about it because the new bloke coming in, it's not his role. So it takes them a while to get their head around what they've got to do, Dylan Brown. I mean, he's still undecided whether to be... I think he's a runner, Brown.
Absolutely.
But now they put the kicking duties on him and all that sort of stuff, so I think it's a bit too much pressure on him.
On the text line, as an Eels supporter, I can say we always get thumped in Darwin. Yeah, I don't think their record is great there, actually. I have to check that out, but I'll take an Eels fan's word for it.
But think about the fat they get for going there from the council or whatever.
Sorry?
The government. The fat.
The fat.
The cabbage. The, cash. Oh, the moolah.
Oh, right.
What do you think?
No, I just, yeah, no, you got, I was plenty, asking.
You got plenty of fat.
Yeah, you should know what the fat is. Okay. The lovely.
G-rated.
Okay, I'm going for the Eels. Are we all, hang on. No, you
no,
went
I'm,
Dolphins.
I'm Dolphins.
Who did you say, Grubby?
I'm Eels.
Yeah, Para. Yep. Gee, no confidence, though. To Carrington Park in Bathurst. Penrith Panthers, West Tigers. Market for this one. Panthers $1.17, the Tigers $5 and plus 14.5 at the line with Tab. And Jerome Luai's good to go back in the halves. Brad Schneider's still there, still no Nathan Cleary. Scott Sorensen returns as well. Big ins for the Tigers. Lockie Galvin. Can you believe their big in already is an 18-year-old
kid? He's an 18-year-old kid, yeah. They've missed him.
Big time. John Bateman as well. Samuela Fainu, Latu Fainu as well. Brent Naden's back in that side. So, they were pretty lackluster against the Dragons, weren't they? Disappointing
were.
The Tigers, really.
You know, that's a problem. Every time the Tigers are expected to win, they just, I don't know, they melt. I don't know what happens. You know, everyone thought last week after their start to the season, apart from the first round, that they would have beat the Saints last week on their home ground, 17,000 out there at Campbelltown, and hardly a whimper.
They won this game last year.
They did, in the wet. I remember it. It was monsoonal.
Yeah, it was. It was so disappointing last week. Like, to see Campbelltown packed out like that was amazing.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that in a long, long time.
And expectation to win then.
Yeah.
They can win.
They do. You're right, Block. They struggle with that when they're meant to win. But Lockie Galvin brings in a sense of sometimes for the Tigers, I feel the team they've got, you need a guy that's just going to play off the cuff block. And then he's been doing that, out of his own half, offloading. And that's how they scored, you know, a few of their tries. So he'll be a big inclusion, but I just don't think they can beat the Panthers. I just don't. I can't see it at all. So
Too many points in the Panthers.
Yeah. Oh, we've just watched the end of high drama at the Etihad in the Champions League this morning. Real Madrid threw against Manchester City in a penalty shootout. A dramatic penalty shootout there as well. But we're still going through round 7 in the NRL with Block. We're up to the 5:30 game on Fox League on Saturday. Desi's game. His Gold Coast Titans are up against Manly. And the Titans, $3.20. Manly, $1.36. The line for this one is 9.5. Gold Coast, the plus. T1 thing that was glaringly obvious. Getting AJ Brim some more ball, closer to the ball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just, and they've obviously kept him there in the halves. And Tanner Boyd, not back in that side. He and Ford in the halves just offers so much more for the Titans, doesn't it?
And it was perfectly suited for Kieran Foran last week too. Just running the game and letting the other bloke be a runner. I'm always for mix in teams and blokes who can do different things. And I thought it was a perfect thing for the Titans last week with the halves playing like that and Brimson just having that freedom to run the football. But geez, he's dangerous and break tackles and speed and all that sort of stuff. I really enjoyed the way that the Titans played last week against Canberra. Mate, it showed they got plenty of ticker. They get down in the gutter. But I just worry about recovering and trying to play that up-tempo game again the next week. That's the hard part for them. And Manly, mate, too many attacking players. I think they might put a score on the Titans this week. I don't like to say it, but I'm just a little bit worried about them backing up. Matt Lodge back in for the Manly side.
Yeah.
Lodgy back in after a long, long layoff. Alawai, the charge down. Can we quickly talk about that?
Mate, if you
charge down someone and you injure the other player or you knock them down on the ground, knock them out, whatever, you deserve to get 4 weeks, right? I'm all for protecting the players. But Alawai the last week, when he ran the charge down, he had his arms out. If you got your arms out, you're legitimately trying to charge the football down.
Didn't leave his feet either.
Did not, mate. Mm. The other bloke kicked into him.
I'm with you,
Johnson.
Bob.
You know
I'm
what I mean?
100%
but,
with
but,
you.
No, my point is, if it's that bad, how do you only get 1 week for that? It's like a slap on the wrist. Like if it's deliberate, you get 4, don't you?
There was no injury.
That's what I'm saying. Sean Johnson got up and kicked the goal.
Well, it just takes out that. Look, do you think when Josh was going for that charge and he thought, I'm going for his leg? No way.
No way. He had his arms out. He's charging down.
It's like the James Graham one on Bad Friday. He wasn't going. Do you remember that years ago?
Oh, yes.
And that's when they all erupted.
He pointed the half finger.
Let's take out every single compete in the game.
Yeah.
Let's not compete. Let's let him have the field goal.
Yeah, let him kick.
Let's let him kick it.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, you know, there's malice. There's no malice in that. I used to tackle like that.
Yeah.
We'd be arms out, but no one else did.
Yeah. Put your arms down for the charge down.
Yeah.
No, anyway, I think getting 1 week is pretty lame. 1 week. I mean, it's like, mate, we've got to give you something. We'll give you 1 week.
Oh, great. I don't even think it should have been a penalty, but anyway. Jaden Campbell out for the Titans as well. And a few outs. You mentioned Alloy, Toff Sipley, and Ben Trbojevic are out as well.
Has he done his knee again?
I think so. His knee, yeah.
Yes.
Saab's back too, boys, for Manly. That's a big inclusion after that hamstring.
Yeah, good sight on paper, aren't they, Manly?
Back five.
Strong, isn't it?
Ruben Garrick back. He had concussion protocols last week,
back.
I'm pretty sure.
He and Kohler in the centres.
How many days is a concussion now? 11.
11
is
days.
It 11 days?
So, who both tipping the Titans? The Eagles?
Seagulls.
Bloodbath. You're right, Block. You had a great point. They were up last week.
They were up. See what they can do
and
again.
And it's a big letdown when you lose like that.
I'm tipping the upset.
Wow.
Against Turbo.
I'm here to say that you are an absolute lunatic.
Yep, I am.
Hello.
Mark Cooley, Orson. Come in, Orson.
And I've Manly in several future bets for certain
you
things.
You might say that to us next week.
Yeah, well.
When they win.
Never know. Broncos Raiders, Suncorp Stadium on Saturday evening. And this is a game that the Raiders won last year at Suncorp.
And they bashed them. Do you remember?
They did.
They did. They went all aggressive on the Broncos on their home ground. I reckon Ricky will have the same plan. Gee, they're a different side now, the Raiders. Savage.
Good side.
Mate, they're a good side. They've got young fellas that are playing, you know, playing good, and they're playing good week in and week out. I'm a big fan of Strange.
I reckon you would be as well.
I reckon
my favourite player now.
Yeah, I reckon Savage has toughened up. Mate, you see some of the carries and that he takes now. It's so good. I really enjoyed that Chevy Stewart. It was refreshing seeing a young fullback getting the ball and just tucking it under his arm and charging.
Taking all the yards in front of him, wasn't he?
But, I remember a long time ago a couple of blokes made their debut, Ben Kennedy for Canberra Raiders, and he went absolute ape. Mate, he went absolute ape. And Tim Sheen says, son, that's one of the best debuts I've ever seen in my life. But if you play like that, you won't play in the NRL for very long because he just gave everything. So, you know, you've got to learn that little bit of balance. Do you know what? It's a tough one. I'm going to go for the upset. I think the Raiders can win again away from home.
Still some big players missing, isn't there, for the Broncos? Well, Adam Reynolds, also Payne Haas.
Payne Haas.
Pia Kura. They're hoping to have that trio back by the time they play the Roosters in round 9. They might be back for the Tigers game next week. Just on the Bronx, they're still second favourites, $4.50 to win the premiership. Should they be?
On how they've played, no. I don't think this year, no. That's second favourites of what they done last year.
Mm.
And people are just waiting for them to explode.
Yeah.
And they probably can, but I don't think they deserve that.
What are we, round seven? Round seven. I want to get going.
I think they'll win this game, boys.
The Bronx.
But Canberra, I think they're everyone's second favourite team. They're scrappers.
Yeah.
And they, like you said, they'll bring you down to their level, but then their outside backs. You look at their outside backs, Chevy Stewart, Schiller the Thriller, Timoko, Xavier Savage, all young.
Young
Strange.
Kids. Timoko.
How exciting to be a Canberra supporter.
Mate, that Schiller's gone to Newcastle.
He has.
3-year deal.
Oh, he's gone.
That come from nowhere. Gone.
From next season.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's huge, but so take out the Thriller, but still a great back five.
I'm going to go for the Bronx here.
I'm the only one. Raiders.
And then we go to the two Sunday games. Grubby's Bulldogs up against the Newcastle Knights at a Core Stadium. And I think we're back to 2 o'clock kickoff. Yes, we are. This one on Sunday. And it is a very tight market. I don't think I gave the market out for the previous game. Brisbane $1.42, Canberra $2.90 or plus 8.5 at the line. And the Dogs $2. Newcastle are $1.80. The Dogs are plus 1.5 at the line here. I think there was a text. It was either earlier this morning or yesterday. Dogs better the round. That would be music to your ears,
mate. They showed true grit. They showed true grit last week, didn't they? The Doggies up against the Melbourne Storm. They were unlucky not to win that game. I like their style. I like the way they're playing. Viliami kick out.
Leading the Dally M with Kalen Ponga.
Mate, he's the best player in the comp. Mate, just his work rate and his chase and ability to break tackles. Mate, the week before, I think he ran in the first half, he ran for 149 metres. Unheard of. He only ran for 12 in the second half, but they didn't have a lot of ball. But in that first half, man, he was unbelievable. I'm going to tip the upset here. I reckon a lot of people think the Knights will win. I'm going for the Dogs. I think the Dogs. When Joshua was talking about gritty teams, they like getting down the gutter. I like them.
Just a reminder, it was 66-0 in the corresponding game last year.
What?
Yes, it was.
The Knights beat the Dogs.
66.
I think it just about it was either the first or second game of that magic run they ran on in the back end of the season.
Yep.
So surely that can't be repeated.
Nope, and it won't be.
State the case.
Because you know what it is. You know what's coming.
No, it's not an ambush at home when it's pretty much even market against the Knights.
Well, when the tab wants to put the Knights at $1.85, it's an ambush, all right? But speaking about Viliami blocker, you think about that left edge and watch this week, boys, as the Knights' right edge are going to have some dramas because what they're doing is Birdo's given early ball to Kikau. Kikau attracts the half. You get the centre looking in at him.
Well, then, you got to try and two out him, haven't
you? Well,
you have to.
But then if the centre wants to turn his shoulders in, you give it straight to Bronson Cherry, who's already on the outside with pure speed. The winger wants to come in on him, give it to Fox.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Good boy. You're right.
It's a great left edge, and that's how we've found our attacking footprint now. Everyone's saying we had got no points in us, this and that.
Yeah.
That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do every week, and then we'll be right. So I like the Dogs. Just to let you know, Mido, in case you didn't know.
They're your team, the Dogs, right? Everyone knows that they need a half. Hutchinson, he's doing a fair enough job. But you need an explosive halfback who can break tackles and run and score and all that sort of stuff. Hutchinson's not that type of player. The Dogs know what they've got to do. Go out in the marketplace. They need to buy another front rower, a real good front rower, and they need to buy a halfback. But they're not. There's none on the market. How do you get them? There's a couple over in England, isn't there? Is that Dodd? Is it Dodds
from St Helens?
St Helens.
Yep.
But I think he's re-signed with St Helens.
Yeah, they tied him up. Yeah.
But would you, if you were the Dogs, you need a world class front rower and a halfback, a good halfback? Would you go to England and have a look? You played over there. I mean, is there any over there?
To be honest, Block, probably only him.
I like it when you're honest.
Dodds is the only one.
Or Wellsby, which you're not going to get.
As a halfback?
Not as a halfback.
Yeah, no. But he could easily play NRL. Wellsby, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep, but as an actual out-and-out halfback, Dodds probably the only one Block.
You know else I like? Connor Tracy.
Yeah, good player.
He's a good player.
Gower,
isn't he?
Yes.
Can run. Good, under the white ball.
Okay, so... Dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs. Yeah, I'm tipping the Dogs there as well. 4 o'clock game, Sharks, Cowboys. This one at Shark Park. Cronulla, $1.65. The Cowboys, $2.25 plus 3.5. Gee, they've been a funny side so far this season, the Cowboys. Hard to know what to make of them, Block. But the Sharks, been pretty steady.
Yeah, very hard side to beat at home, the Sharks. They're a 10-point better side at home. Got some good players, haven't they? I'll tell you, I've been impressed with young Iroh on the centres. Mm. Geez, a goer. May have a dig too. Roll his sleeves up and have a go. Mulatello, I think will be the top try scorer of the year. Mm-hmm. He's already scored six tries in seven games or whatever. Love the way he finishes. Trindle's getting better and better. It'll be interesting to see what Grubb thinks. Trindle's getting better and better. I just think at home, and the Cowboys a little bit wishy-washy. Away game, I think the Sharks at home.
And Murray Taulagi is out with a hamstring injury as well. Sharkies?
I'm just the Sharkies.
Right, you think the Cows can...
I think it'll be a great game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Cows coming off a loss against Parra, expected to win last week. This was the 2022 prelim, boys. And remember that the Cowboys won at Shark Park in a game that the Sharkies should have won. Braden Hamlin-Ualee back for
the Sharks.
He's
like
big.
Him.
That's big.
Good player.
And he gives a bit of brunt up front. But yeah, I just think, Block, you asked about Braden Trindle. Love him. I think him and Nico Hines really are a good combination together. You know what happens with them? You watch, boys. If Hines isn't really in the game, Trindle takes control.
Yeah.
Or if Trindle's in, they don't fight against each other. You know how some halves are, we're best mates. Yeah, we're best mates.
Yeah, but I'm the controller.
But I'm the. These two boys seem to. If Nico Hines is on the ball and dictating terms, he takes a backward seat, he runs. There was a game, I think it was against Canberra. Trindle just ran the ball, I think scored one, set up one just off running because Nico Hines was steering the ship. So they've got a really good combination and I think they'll get the win.
Cronulla for me. Just before we go, Block, details of Keith Barnes' funeral.
On Tuesday, mate.
Yeah.
At Macquarie. Yep. Macquarie there, and mate, it's going to be a very sad day, but I hope everyone celebrates his life, and the reception is back at the cricket ground.
Yep.
So it'll be a sad day, but what a wonderful man, captain coach of the Kangaroos in 1959. Mm. So he'll be sorely missed.
Question on a text line, Block: who's the best number nine, Benny, Smith or Walters?
Oh, come on, mate. Look,
I like these ones.
No, come on.
At 2 minutes past eight.
Well, mate.
Sorry.
Well, mate.
Is that my bad? Sorry, Block.
Everyone thinks that I'm going to be a lunatic. Well, I'm going to go my man. I played for over 200 games with him.
I'm not one bit surprised. Please. He'd go for you. Great, mate.
Exactly.
Love it. A Block, it's great to see you, mate.
It's always a pleasure.
You can ask Loz the hard questions about his trip next week.
Oh, I can't wait. Who's he got playing in the World Cup? Jamaica?